Seasons, creepings, flesh wound freaks. It is the other guy in a hat, Daniel Shine, joined by the Predator, Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Pugs Dread.
Namaste, bah humbug.
And Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
Sweet. Pugs, thank you for laughing at my stupid joke.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you laughing. So, yes, 12 Days of Slashmas Part 2. We are back with another entry. Better watch out tonight. But before we get into it, Kruger, tell them how the 12 Days of Slashmas works.
What we do for our 12 Days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed horror film, and then at the end of the show, we add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes. From there, we will vote to eliminate one film from that list, leaving us with our top three Christmas horror movies, aka our three final elves. So Todd, why don't you tell us what those three final elves are and what's up for contention tonight?
All right, thanks, Kruger. What we have, we have Anna and the Apocalypse, A Christmas Horror Story, and two front teeth that are all up for contention. We've so far eliminated has been Iced, A Cadaver Christmas, and Dead of Night. And tonight up for elimination, up to enter the tournament, is Better Watch Out. So Dan, why don't you tell us about Better Watch Out?
Absolutely. So Better Watch Out is an Australian film from director Chris Peckover. And in this one, on a quiet suburban street, a babysitter must defend a 12-year-old boy from intruders, only to discover it's far from a normal home invasion. All right.
Christmas funny games.
There you go.
And we're done here.
I wanted more, before I dive into the movie, I wanted more of Virginia Madsen and Patrick Warburton
together. They were the parents.
They were, and they don't have a lot of screen time together, but I love her line, "Are you sure you've never sucked another man's
cock?" Yeah, after just liking ornaments, like, what a bitch.
I know. I was like, can't the guy like Christmas? Like, are you sure you don't have a special friend? Or...
I appreciate a good burn, and she was awesome. So, by all means.
Yeah, that felt like it was a scene from the best sitcom ever. But anyways. So, all right, Better Watch Out. Hot tag, whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first. I had watched this for the first time when it first came out. I remember liking it, but not loving it. Every year I'd end up rewatching it and liking it a little bit more. And I think this time I've actually liked it the most since I've watched it. I think this movie nails the Christmas vibe perfectly. It feels Christmassy as fuck, especially with the soundtrack too. And there's a couple of cues where it just hits right. And I love that about the movie. The acting is also great. Levi Miller, who plays Luke, he just does such an awesome job playing the psycho 12-year-old. And I also loved Olivia DeJonge, who plays the babysitter. I thought she really turned it up tenfold in a couple of scenes too. That was really impressive. The character, and you know, you already said the parents were likable, and I also like Garrett, Luke's friend. He was a quirky little stoner kid, and he had some likable scenes and some laughs in there. And I love the twists and the turns we got with the home invasion angle. There's a kill in this that is a little homage to Home Alone, which is fucking badass. And the kills in this, why they're not super bloody or gory, they're all really well done and, you know, really powerful scenes when they happen. And overall, yeah, this is fucking awesome. This is a must-see any Christmas season. And this is one of my favorites that we've reviewed so far. So it gets my stamp of approval. And I think if you like those the babysitter movies, you'll enjoy this. It's not as over the top with the blood and gore, but it has a similar feel to it. And I think you'll really enjoy this if you like those.
I agree with that. Hell yeah.
Oh, go for it, Pugs.
No. Oh, sure. I've liked this movie since I first saw it. I like it today, and I will like it forever. It is fucking awesome. These little kids are badass. everyone does a fucking amazing job, from the parents to the, to even the fucking ambulance drivers. Loved everyone here. I never really made that funny games comparison until today, and that is fucking spot on. So I thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Yeah,
this is a must. I remember, I think I saw it first, and then I told Evil Ed, like, dude, you gotta go. You gotta see this shit. It's fucking, I'll watch it with you. So I've seen it every year since it's come out. I didn't even realize it was that old, 2016. I'm like, I've been watching this movie that long. But yeah, I agree about the babysitter movies. I think this is actually better. But
yeah, yeah, me too.
Okay, cool. But yeah, it is that vibe. So if you dig those, there's no chance to nail that you won't like this one. It gets bloody when it needs to. I still need to sculpt a pencil sharpener to do what they did, because that's fucking cool. And just to have one, badass.
The smoke gag, dude, that was so badass.
Yeah, and the way they giggled over it, fuck yeah. yeah, watch this fucking movie. We'll talk about more in spoilers, but yeah. I love this one, and I highly recommend it. It gets my highest fucking recommendation. Dan?
I think this one's modern Christmas classic. I think the twists and turns at the beginning, I mean, just the fact that this movie becomes something very different than what you were expecting going in. To be perfectly honest, a couple minor tweaks, and it doesn't really have to be a Christmas movie. It just happens to take place at Christmas. But I thought the actors were amazing. You really had to cast well, because not every 13-year-old actor, or however old the actor was at the time, could pull that off, because it could just come off as annoying and like, why don't you just backhand this little bastard? But I absolutely loved it. It's hilarious. It's suspenseful. The ending, not to spoil it, but I still think to this day is just, what a perfect ending.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk more about in spoilers.
yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Yeah, just from top to bottom, this movie was so clever, so just really well done. Doesn't sacrifice the suspense for the laughs, or vice versa. Just everything works so very, very well. And it's a ride. If you haven't watched this one, this isn't just some cheesy Christmas horror movie. I think this is one you should check out, even if you are not too keen on Christmas horror films. I think it's, I was really impressed when I first saw this, and I will watch anything this director does at this point, because I thought he just did an amazing, amazing job. I would like to see more Virginia Madsen and Patrick Warburton, though.
Holy shit, the director did Undocumented. Fuck yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah,
no wonder it rules.
I know friend of the show Chris McGibbon actually knows him, so apparently a really cool dude.
Hit him up about Better Not Cry. Let's get that shit going.
I do want to throw out that this is like the most accessible probably of all of our films that we're going through, because not only is on Shudder, it's also streaming on Prime,
nice.
Pluto TV, Peacock, Tubi, Voodoo, Crackle. I think that's all of them.
This year, Better Find is fucking big audience, Dan. Jesus.
Yeah. It's abhorrent.
I feel like if you're watching a movie with a group of people and you're trying to come up with something that'll please everybody, this is a good bet. I don't know a whole lot of people that don't.
And if you ever have a Home Alone argument about the way some of the devices work, this is a good argument winner.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that was my favorite scene, man. Oh, yeah. That was so badass. One thing I want to say, though, I think it's a shame this never got a sequel, because I think there could have been potential for one. And now the kid's way too fucking old to, you know, be playing a 12-year-old. So
I got an idea.
we'll talk about it.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Better Not Cry. That's what it's called.
Todd, any other thoughts on this one?
Watch it. You have no excuse not to.
It's so good. For real.
It's so good, and we got some Titans going against Although, each other now.
I would say avoid watching it on Vudu because they don't know where to put the commercials. But if that's your only option, suck it up.
I will talk a little bit more in spoilers, but well, I guess it's decision time.
No, it's rating time first.
Rating time, yes, sorry. Well, that's decision time too. You know, honestly, rewatching this one again, I'm a five. This is one that's like an every Christmas watch.
Attaboy.
Okay.
I am also a 5 out of 5, but I'm pretty sure you could tell that with me fucking sucking its dick all the fucking time. Sucking its candy cane. What about you, Kruger?
I am a 4 out of 5. I liked it a lot. And I think there is still some room to grow for this. And I do watch it every year, so definitely check it out. What about you, Todd?
I'm a 4.5. I'm between you guys. It's pretty much rested there, but I do watch it. I don't think I've watched it every year. I think I missed a year, but it's been at least 3 years I've watched it since it came out.
I think we all like it enough to possibly do a watch along one of these Christmases. So that'd be cool. Fun. Yeah.
No argument here.
Sweet. Cool. So yes.
All right.
So now the hard part, or maybe it's not. I don't know. Up for elimination tonight. Now we have Anna and the Apocalypse, A Christmas Horror Story, Two Front Teeth, and Better Watch Out. So, Kruger, you want to go first? What are you eliminating? I think I know.
Yeah, I love You Unearth Films, but one of those goblins from Two Front Teeth takes a paint can right to the fucking face. Two Front Teeth is getting eliminated.
Two Front Teeth was a lot of fun, but yeah, it's not in the league of these movies now. So yeah, Two Front Teeth goes for me as well.
Todd, do you want to vote before I do?
Go for it.
Okay, I am also eliminating Two Front Teeth.
So doesn't matter what I say, but I was going to say Two Front Teeth also.
Oh, okay.
Still go. A really good one-time watch, though, if you need a Christmas horror movie.
And I believe that one was on Tubi.
Right? Tubi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
Spoilers. Well,
Let's Dan, you want to let everyone know? Yeah.
Yes, guys. You go to fleshwoundfeatures.com, get your official Christmas cruelty merchandise, and we got a lot of their stuff there as well. All our links are up there. Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group. We are Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. We have a very active Discord that you guys will want to check out, and Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. All starts at just $1. Get early uncensored content, and think you'll enjoy it.
All right. On that note, let's go to some spoilers.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know. It would have been hard to do a sequel to this one without it getting really...
Like Babysitter 2.
Oh, I hated Babysitter
2. I know that's what I'm saying, but that's like kind of the path it kind of would need to go. Could,
if it was going to take place directly after, they'd just do Halloween 2.
Yeah. They could do that.
Or what I would do now, since they're older, I would H2O it. He would just come back. He got in trouble for it. Hold on.
Ruin it?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about...
Escape from prison sort of thing.
No, he did his time. He was released. He was a minor, so he, it was on his record. He got done. Everyone believed him. He was guilty. He served his time. He comes out, pretends like, oh, yeah, I was just kidding. But then he just goes full-blown psycho, and he, like, fucks her shit up. I would love that.
I could see... You doing it that way, it never would have worked, even if you immediately made a sequel of just him, like, I don't know, trying to kill her at the hospital. I'm like, just leave it there. It's good. Like, this one, I wouldn't want to mess with, to be honest. It wouldn't be the same kind of movie. I think leave it alone. This one's just
great. I want second one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it could work that way, but he's not a boy anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, since we've already kind of spoiled it a little bit, how about when the babysitter's boyfriend takes the fucking paint can to the face and that awesome shot with the I love that it's yellow fucking paint and how it contrasts with, you know, the blood dripping down
on his shoes, so awesome. Too. Yeah, dude, it was so good. Yeah. And the screams, some of horror, the look of shock, and then his excitement, his little fucking puberty voice, and when it cracks every now and again, hilarious. Yeah. It just adds to the fucking coolness.
With the force that he threw, yeah, it would obliterate your face. Yeah, I don't know if it would decapitate you, but it would essentially.
It didn't decapitate him, though.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Yeah, didn't they say it took his
fucked
head off?
Him up?
Yeah. No, it like smashed his face in for sure. But
yeah, it would be like watermelon.
Full-blown cannibal corpse.
Gallagher. Yeah.
Adds more to the theory that Kevin grew up to be Jigsaw.
Or the collector. I'm telling you. Like,
you're on the collector too.
Either one.
With the way collection ended, can you imagine if they cut to like a burned Macaulay Culkin? Like, that would have been awesome.
I'm down. He's working again, so get your fucking thin ass in there.
Apparently the third collector was canceled, though.
Yeah, it was.
Sadly. Yeah. It was going to take place in a police station, which would have been pretty badass.
I'm okay with the way that ended, though, too. Like, you could do the third one, but...
I want a third, man.
I want a third. Collector, I didn't think we were going to do
the second one. Collector deserves a third.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah.
But better watch out. We have any more spoilers for that one? Oh, getting the fucking Red Ranger guy from Stranger Things to fucking hang himself or look like it. Brilliant.
That was badass.
All the fucking plan just came together. I love it. Little stoner dude. Loved him. Yeah, it was their plan. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and when the stoner kid got fucking shot and he's crying for his mom before he takes one to the face, I'm like, God damn. Like, this motherfucker just not give a shit. Like, you know, he's showing some empathy, but still, like, he's fucking just killed your best friend, motherfucker.
It's not afraid to get mean. Like, when it gets there, I'm like,
no, it gets dark as shit.
Yeah. This one's funny, but it's like, it doesn't fuck around when it comes to, you know, time to die, basically.
So good. Oh, man. He can be in a school shooting movie. I don't know. Like, a whole bunch of shit can happen. Don't shoot up the schools. We went over this.
Do not. I'll just leave it at that for me. See it.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
All right. Well, no more spoilers. Anything else before we get out of here? We got a new episode coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Happy Hanukkah.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Happy Kwanzaa.